Hey, it's Payne. I want to share a message from our sponsor, Spot Pet Insurance. Sometimes unexpected vet bills can hit hard when we least expect them. And if life throws you a curveball and your beloved pet needs urgent medical attention, the vet bills can start piling up. Enter Spot Pet Insurance, the ally you never knew you needed. Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, providing a safety net when the unexpected occurs. Life can be unpredictable, and so are the needs of our furry companions. Spot Pet Insurance understands that. With Spot, you can focus on the things that matter, knowing that your pet has coverage to help protect your wallet from those unexpected vet bills. Spot Pet Insurance plans don't just offer coverage for unexpected accidents and illnesses. You can add their preventative care benefit to your plan, ensuring that routine wellness, vaccines, and more can all be covered too. It's a shield against the unexpected. If you have a pet, consider Spot Pet Insurance, because having the right resources at the right time can make all the difference. Just go to spotpet.com. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. I'm Liam Luxon, host of Status Untraced, a new podcast brought to you from the team behind Up and Vanished. It follows my investigation into the disappearance of Justin Alexander, a survivalist and world traveler whose life seemed like it was torn from the pages of an adventure novel. While some of Justin's friends and family believe he may have been murdered, it's not clear what actually happened. And a message he left behind just days before he vanished makes everything about his disappearance just strange. Check out this clip featuring one of Justin's friends and their recollection of their final conversation with him.
It was one thing that kind of made me feel weird about whenever he'd talk about his plans for India. And the more I've thought about it, especially over the years, it almost seemed like he was preparing for something because he wanted to be famous. He made that openly clear, like that was his end goal.
When you hear the message Justin left behind, when you hear about the remote and dangerous area where he went missing, when you learn about how the suspects and the police's efforts in this case all quietly started to fade away, you won't be able to stop wondering, what happened? From Tenderfoot TV, Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus to binge the entire season ad-free. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
Hey guys, it's Payne here. Just FYI, today's episode is a little bit shorter than normal, but for good reason. Things are starting to heat up. From Tenderfoot TV in Atlanta, this is Up and Vanished. I'm your host, Payne Lindsay.
She told me one day, it was like the fourth day. She said, Sam, do you believe women's intuition? I said, I don't know why. And she said, I think you got me pregnant that first day, that first night. And I think back, you know, and I think, folks, if they killed her, they killed my kid too.
No, he's a complete liar. There's no woman's intuition bullshit that Ashley had to talk about. Ashley at the time knew she was pregnant and she knew who she was pregnant by.
Kimberly, Ashley's sister.
He's a complete liar. Nobody understands that Ashley knew that she was already pregnant before she even met Sam.
After speaking with Sam for the second time, I shared his remarks with Kimberly. Before Ashley went missing, she had told her grandmother that she was indeed pregnant. Kimberly later spoke to her grandmother and learned all this after the fact. But apparently, Sam was not the father. I was given another man's name. He was a family friend, and for right now, I will not be sharing his name publicly. We spoke on the phone for about a half hour, and he admitted to me that about a month before Ashley went missing, she told him that she was pregnant and that she believed the baby was his. Obviously, this is pretty big information. From my own research, what I can tell is that this man had absolutely no contact with Ashley anywhere near the time she went missing. At this point in time, I don't believe this man is a suspect. Then again, nothing is off the table yet, and I'll continue to look down this avenue. In this case, three names come up repeatedly. Sam McDonald, Paul Valenzuela, who is V-Dog, and Tashina Running Crane, a.k.a. T.
Not once did we say that she killed Ashley. Only thing that we asked Tashina was, where is Ashley? But she kept telling us that we keep saying that she killed her. And for many years, I'd never said she killed my sister. She was the one that put that into our words. Because it was too hard to even say she's dead or she was killed. Tashina, she never wanted to talk, but she was always close. And we would go search, she'd always pop up or she'd drive by. And when Ashley went missing, she would park on the road. And there was this little tree that you can see, and it was her little green car. And it was always parked really close to our house. And I would be up all night smoking cigarettes. And early in the morning, you'll see her drive by. And she didn't even live there anymore. So why'd she keep driving by? Keep in touch and see where we're going. All I wanted was for her to help me find Ashley. She was the one that told on herself. Like, we're family. Why are you acting so weird?
In the first month after Ashley went missing, Kimberly met with T in person.
We're talking about Ashley. And she was just telling me about all these men that she's sleeping with and all these men that she's been with. And she claimed that she's been with this officer. And then right then when she was saying that, all these cop cars flew by. There were all these big cop cars. They all fly by in a line. And she freaks out. She freaks out and she wants to find her phone. And she told me to help her look for her phone in her car. And so we're helping looking for the phone. And we found her phone under the seat. And the first person she called was that officer, the officer Badu. He worked for BLES, the Blackfeet Law Enforcement.
For whatever reason, T discloses to Kimberly that she was in a relationship with a Blackfeet police officer. His name is Kenny Berdu. According to Kim, when T saw a bunch of cop cars fly by, she panicked, and she went for her phone to call him.
It was on speakerphone, and it said, "You reached Officer Berdu." And then right then and there, he called back. He said, "Don't worry. Don't worry. It's not about Ashley."
Kimberly not only found this relationship odd and suspicious, but very frustrating.
At that time, we weren't able to get a hold of any officer because nobody would answer our phone calls. But for them to call back a suspect right away, there's a reason why we have all these protests with these law enforcement.
In Ashley's final days, she stayed with Sam. She was eventually taken to Divide to be picked up by Paul Valenzuela. And from that point, the trail goes cold. Sam was supposedly asleep, so he didn't see Ashley get in the car with anyone. But if Sam isn't lying here, then she did leave with someone that day. But was it Paul? And where did they go? Several rumors began surfacing in town.
We were told that Paul picked Ashley up and they went out to Birch Creek. That's where they stayed at, in this trailer. That her and Paul was fixing up.
Is that trailer still there?
Yeah. We were told by a witness that went to go buy drugs there. Said that T and Ashley and them are over there fighting. They're fighting.
I haven't been able to make contact with the person who told Kimberly this story, but if it is true, any sighting of Ashley after Sam fell asleep in his car is huge information. According to the witness, Ashley was seen fighting with T at a trailer her and Paul shared.
And we searched that trailer. Behind that trailer, it has the biggest grizzly bears. And we talked to the bear man and the game warden. He said the biggest bears are in Babb and in Birch Creek. And those are the two places that we searched for Ashley in. These bears are big as smart cars. And we went searching behind the trailer in Birch Creek. We were searching with a group. We were getting chased by one behind us and one in front of us. They were just like huffing and puffing, and you can just hear them breaking branches and behind us. And then there was one over here making a noise, and he was coming this way, and so we took off that way. These bears were out there.
Yeah.
And are they the type to move their things that they find? Are they a type to move what they find and what they eat? Do they move them? And so we went into the bears' places to check if they moved her. Because they find things, you know, the bears. They find things, they can move things. Because there's so many grizzly bears back there. We had an angel on our shoulder, I guess, because we didn't get ate that time. We searched that trailer. We walked in. The walls were painted, they were just painted. Parts of the things were ripped up. In the back room, though there was no floor, it was all ripped up. It was very weird. We were searching in the back of that trailer. We found something of Ashley's. Nobody knows that we found something about Ashley. It was found in those trailer by that trailer. But nobody knows that. We found her shorts. Bloody shorts.
The bloody shorts that Kimberly found, that she believed belonged to Ashley, are still currently being tested by law enforcement. Whether this trailer is significant or not, something else very odd occurred here.
So we were searching with this officer from Ponderay County. He went to search with us in this one area, and he got a phone call. He's like, I just got a call. This T is burning up the trailer there, and he took off. They called the cops and said that she was burning the trailer down. She tried to burn the trailer down. T put the house on fire, and that was supposedly where Ashley might have made it. She made it out there.
This incident is completely and 100% verifiable. Multiple witnesses have corroborated that T attempted to burn down that trailer. The plot here continues to thicken, and this back and forth is driving me nuts.
It's a very crazy story, but I believe that we can get into it. We can crack it, you know? They will all fall on each other.
We have two dogs in our home. Aria is a 2-year-old puppy who definitely needs help with her portions. And Nala is a 10-year-old dog who is living a great life, and we want to keep feeding her well so she can hang in there with us for a lot longer. The Farmer's Dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. You can get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/vanished. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
I'm going to Mexico City, and it's going to be an awesome vacation. All thanks to Viator. If you're looking to book your next trip, Viator is your one-stop shop. They've done all the research for you. from classes and workshops, food and drinks, outdoor activities, sightseeing, cruises, tours, museums. Everything you want to do on a vacation is all right here at your fingertips by using Viator. Viator is the solution you need to ensure you plan the perfect trip and overall travel experience. Viator is a tool you can use to plan and book travel experiences all around the world. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences, so you can discover what's out there, no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in. Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means that you can plan something everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been there on the same experiences you're choosing. And if plans changed, there's free cancellation. Plus, Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know that you'll get the support you need at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use the code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. After my first phone call with T, we continued to chat for several weeks. She seemed very willing to talk to me, but she was hesitant about doing an official interview. In order to really get the facts straight here, this has to happen. So I made my plea for a sit-down interview.
What part of Montana are you staying in these days?
I don't want to say. I live a peaceful life.
I was going to ask you if you had any time to meet this week.
I'm not going to do that again.
I mean, look.
You can say whatever you want. What those ABC News people did to me, no.
I'm not ABC News, though. I don't work for any sort of news organization. I'm fully independent. If you really had nothing to do with this, this is your chance to let everybody know that that's the fact.
I will meet with you.
Excellent. We agreed to meet the next day in the parking lot of a casino. I made the drive, parked the car, and I waited.
Oh my goodness.
And waited.
Hurry up.
It had been about 30 minutes, and I was starting to think that maybe this wasn't going to happen. Then she texted me. Change of plans. A new location.
Hey, what's up?
I'm not giving you an address. Go to 7th, Google it.
Okay. And so when I get to 7th, do I go left or right?
You go right.
Okay.
Where the hell am I going here? I don't like this at all.
Okay, I'm pulling up here in a second.
Okay, take a right.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
All the way down the bridge. Call up and park there and then come in.
I was quickly relieved to find that I was meeting T in a local park, out in public. She had one of her friends with her. But the first thing she told me was not to record this. So I didn't. Off-the-record conversations at this point are useless, so I was a little frustrated. I'm really trying to help here, and I can't help anyone if you're not talking on record with me. So my investigation continued. During my second meeting with Sam McDonald, he told me that I needed to speak to a lady named Wendy, and that she had some valuable information regarding Ashley. In the call here, Wendy is referring to T.
You came down to where we live. It's like way off of Mountain Road. She said that her boyfriend was harassing her. She just said that she was having trouble with her boyfriend and basically that she wanted to scare him away. She was high and she was just saying that, you know, she was having trouble with her boyfriend, that he keeps harassing her and kicking in the door. And she borrowed a gun. She was going to have the gun for safety. That was just before all of this happened.
Did T pick up that gun in person or did you leave it out for her?
She picked it up in person. It's like not like a handgun. It was like a gun.
Like a long gun?
Yeah. And I never did see the gun again. I never seen it again. You know, I was naive at the time. I didn't really think anything of it until when I started like going through the scenarios of like how weird she was acting. She was high and she was dealing drugs. I don't know if she used that gun and I don't know what happened, but I do believe that she has something to do with it. My husband lives at Star School. That's where he used to live, and we were at his mom's a lot. His stepdad's place, it's about a mile from Star School. I noticed that her mother's car had been parked there. She said it broke down, but it was a really nice, fancy, like Cadillac car. It was new. It was a Cadillac. It was nice. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it moving. It broke down. My friend, he hauls cars and crushes them. She was determined to have him get that car out of there and crush it. That's what he did, is he just kind of went around and picked up cars and crushed them and got paid for it. He got the car and crushed it, and I don't know where he took it to. He got the car, he picked it up and had it crushed. And she paid him through drugs.
Why do you think she'd want to crush a car that was in good shape?
Because she probably did something wrong in it. I don't know. Like, why would you crush it?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the most unique things about this podcast is that towards the end of it, what you're hearing starts to catch up with real time. A few nights ago, I was hanging out with a friend when I got a video message from T.
Hey Payne, it's Tashina. So why don't you go ahead and put this video on your podcast, because I'm going to put what you told me and everything like that when we first met, because guess what? I recorded our whole conversations from day one. And you could actually put that on there too and mention how you believed me and how you coaxed me into it and all this and that and you know, all that good stuff.
you know, and, you know, just post that so I could post about you so nobody can actually be interviewed by you anymore because you lie like ABC News. You're a liar. You lied. I seen it tonight. Fuck you, Payne. You've lost my respect. I'm gonna make sure that nobody fucking ever talks to you again.
Well, that's not good. I immediately called her back.
You said that you were just going with it. You sat there and told me that you believed me, and then you're like, I'm gonna roll with it.
I mean, I am rolling with it.
Well, be honest and tell the people the truth, what you told me.
If I said that I believed something, then I did. Doesn't mean that my opinion can't evolve.
Well, mine either, but can I sit there and post what you said?
Whatever you want, sure, I don't care.
Not really sure what she's talking about here, but I can understand her frustration.
You weren't just the only one recording.
That's fine. You can post whatever you want. Like, I'm not, you know.
I wouldn't have taken any chances because of ABC News.
I get it. I don't blame you. I mean, I would probably do the exact same thing. I'd do the same thing.
It's not my job to be anyone's friend here, but I treat everyone with the same respect. If I discover valuable information about her disappearance, it's going in this podcast. For the record, I don't think T did it. I don't think Paul did it, or Sam did it. But being as objective as possible here, their names are synonymous with Ashley's case. Everyone will get their chance to share their side of the story. The only way to clear things up for good is to sit down with T on record and go over everything. So I did that.
Hit record on the other mix screen.
Is this recording?
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's
record. Cool. Yeah. You want to fix this? Here, record.
Where do I? Just anywhere?
Yeah. And then you can just put this wherever it's comfortable, or like clip it if it's easier.
Cool.
Well, thank you for meeting me, obviously. Your name is just central in this.
I know.
For whatever reason. And I think that by telling your story in its entirety, it can help us find out what happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
Next time on Up and Vanished.
Up and Vanished is a production of Tenderfoot TV, created, hosted, and edited by Payne Lindsay. Executive producers are Payne Lindsay and Donald Albright. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Our theme song is Ophelia by Ezra Rose. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Additional production by Cooper Skinner, Eric Quintana, and myself, Mike Rooney. Our cover art is by Trevor Eiler. Special thanks to Grace Royer and Oren Rosenbaum at UTA. Ryan Nord, Jesse Nord, and Matthew Papa at The Nord Group, Station 16, Beck Media and Marketing, as well as Chris Cochran and the team at Cadence 13. Visit us on social media at Up and Vanished, or you can visit us at upandvanished.com where you can join in on our discussion board. If you're enjoying Up and Vanished, tell a friend, family member, or coworker about it, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Why, hello there. Welcome to Radio Rental. If you're new around here and haven't heard, I'm your host, Terry Carnation. On Radio Rental, we play tapes of the scariest true stories you've ever heard. That's right, we've got real scary stories told by the people that actually experienced them. We've got stories of paranormal peril, near-death experiences, stitches in the space-time continuum, and more. Stories like these.
This person was looking for me. They start to take these long strides towards me. I was freaking out.
We started seeing it everywhere we went. It would be sitting there watching us.
I've never ran so fast in my life.
And it's all set right here at Radio Rental, the video rental shop of your worst nightmares. Radio Rental is available now. Listen 1 week early and ad-free on Tenderfoot Plus.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.